Now, before we get into the episode, I just wanted to mention something very, very quickly. Everything that we're talking about in this exclusive series is the foundation of something that we're building right now. It's called the Authority Collective. It's a brand new premium community, very specifically set up for business authors, people just like you who have a book or are planning on writing one very, very soon and who want to use that book as the foundation of a thriving expert business. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, hop on our VIP waitlist right now at youpreneur.com/waitlist, and I'll make sure that you're first to know when the doors open. That's youpreneur.com/waitlist. Okay, with that out of the way, let's get into the episode.
This is Rainmaker FM, the Digital Marketing Podcast Network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind community, a place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author,
Chris Ducker.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 139 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for being with me today. You know, I always say that I appreciate it, and I mean it, genuinely. So welcome to the show. We've got a great show lined up. First of all, how bloody good was Joe Polizzi last Friday on the show? Oh my God, content marketing. They call him the godfather of content marketing, and you can see why. The guy's brilliant. If you haven't already listened to that show, you've got to tune in. Joe Polizzi, episode 138 plus. We also had a lot of really good feedback on the show that I did with my very dear friend, Amy Porterfield, back in episode 136 on just building your email list, specifically focusing in on paid advertising and specifically more on Facebook paid advertising. So make sure you go back and check out those two brilliant episodes recently. A lot of you have been giving me some great feedback. So thank you so much. So today we're talking social media and we're talking virtual assistants. Now, I'm not going to be repeating myself here, I promise, because it wasn't too long ago, back in episode 127, where I gave you my top tips for working with virtual assistants for the first time. Today, however, I'm going to be showing you exactly how you can outsource your social media to virtual employees. This is a topic that's been discussed on and off, actually, for quite some time. Is it right to do it? Is it not so right to do it? Should you be looking to keep this more sort of P2P or people-to-people focus, which is my relationship-building strategy and concept? And I truly believe that, you know, there are certain things that you should not get your VAs to be doing on social, and there are certain things that you definitely should, particularly as business owners, because it does suck up quite a bit of time. Let's not beat around the bush. And as we all know, time is indeed our most valuable commodity as entrepreneurs, and we've got to make sure that we invest it wisely. However, the thing is, the first question you've got to ask yourself is, do you actually have a social media plan in place? Now, the fact of the matter is, businesses often fail in their social media because they think it's a good idea and they have no real structure or no real commitment, but they have to be doing social media, right? Now, the big question is, are you doing social media or is social media doing you? Is it wasting your time? Now, look, fact is, you are not going to build an online presence overnight via social media, okay? You can forget about purchasing all these silly little Fiverr gigs that will give you 5,000 Facebook likes or 2,000 Instagram fans or whatever the hell it is. It ain't going to do it, or rather, you ain't going to do it that easy. It's not an overnight thing. It is something that has to be worked on for a while. But whether you're doing this all yourself or working with a virtual VA to handle the bulk of the work for you, the fact is, you are, like I said, investing your time and your energy and your resources in the social media. And as a business owner, you've got to see some kind of an ROI on that. So I want to kind of zoom in and focus on that a little bit more, and we'll go through that
today.
Now, first up, not every social network is going to be worth your time. Okay, you've got to evaluate which networks you're going to be focusing on in regards to promoting your business. A photographer, for example, will probably use Instagram, right? Or maybe Pinterest, whereas I tend to focus more on Twitter, on Periscope, and on Facebook because, and Facebook's the last one, I'll tell you why in a minute, but Twitter and Periscope for me is that P2P philosophy built in. I have a mantra of no tweet gets left behind. So if you tweet me at Chris Ducker, I will always tweet you back. And the fact is that with Periscope, obviously I'm right there on camera and it's just that person to personal, that people to people connection that I'm all about. Every now and then I might pop into a group in LinkedIn, but ultimately that's where my social media begins and ends. Facebook I use, I have a presence on it, but I mostly use Facebook nowadays for the paid advertising because the organic way of being able to be found and quote unquote go viral is very, very tough nowadays. On Facebook. But you know, we've spoken about this quite a bit on and off in the show. Like I said, we had Amy Porterfield back on the show not so long ago. Bottom line is, if you want to automate your social media properly, you're going to have to give your VA access to your social media profiles. And this is where giving away the keys to the castle. A lot of people have issues with this, okay? However, there are some safe ways to be able to do it. First and foremost, you can use a password protection service or software like LastPass. You can go to lastpass.com, LastPass.com. Great password manager, really, really simple to use. And you'll be able to go ahead and just get everything up and running without any major issues right there and then. Now, if you want your VA tweeting on your behalf, or if you want them managing your Facebook pages for you, you can add them as a team member on something like Hootsuite or Meet Edgar. Now, Meet Edgar I use, and I absolutely love it. My team manages all of my kind of automated tweets and Facebook mentions and things like that on Meet Edgar, and you want to check it out at meetedgar.com. I also did an interview not so long ago on the show, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, with the founder of that piece of software, Laura Roda, and you can actually find a video walkthrough, and I'll link to that in today's show notes at chrisducker.com/episode139. Okay, so let's have a look at some of the tasks that your VAs can handle for you. First and foremost, researching and drafting your social media content. Now, ultimately, social media is a content-driven environment, okay? People expect you to churn out value even with short tweets, 140 characters a tweet, right? So this is the reason why links and quotes are so popular on places like Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. They're just so easy to digest. However, finding the quotes and the links and the images can be ridiculously time-consuming. So this is where your VA enters, okay? My one, for example, comes up with a list of prospective posts every week, sort of like a calendar, and I go ahead then and approve it after I've just had it, sort of given it a look over, and then we're good for the rest of the week. It's fantastic. So you can get your VAs scheduling and then actually drafting your content for you. Great time saver there when it comes to all of your social media. Second thing is monitoring and engaging with your audience. Now, one angry tweet left unanswered can turn into an absolute PR storm. I've seen it happen over and over again, okay? And this is why public personalities particularly spend a lot of time and money on managing their social media because they can't have that kind of nightmare coming their way. But this is where your VA, as a busy businessman or business lady, let's be politically correct here, but this is where your VA can come into play and almost become like your wingman, because what will happen is they will be able to help you set up alerts and feeds to monitor any mentions of your names. Now, I use a service called Mention, okay? Very easy to get, mention.net. Great little thing to be able to set up. And basically, it will monitor all of your social media channels and other people's social media channels as well for mentions of your name. You must check it out. There's a free option, really easy to use. Another one is just Google Alerts. Google Alerts, very easy to set up, very easy to manage as well. Next up is building and managing a network. Now, what you can do is you can ask your VA, okay, to follow and to friend and connect with new people based on a certain amount of different criteria. On Twitter, for example, your VA will probably need to unfollow people who aren't active on Twitter or maybe possibly appear to be spam accounts, right? You don't want to have any horrible kind of negative numbers up against yourself. Now, I had these problems for a while and I used a service called Manage Flitter, okay? Manage Flitter. So that's M-A-N-A-G-E. F-L-I-T-T-E-R. Great little service. Again, free option available, but use the pay one. It's only like $10 for a month. You can use it just for 1 month. And basically, you just purge your Twitter account to take away all the inactive accounts that are that you're following. And it's just a great way to clean up and buy that social proof, because what will happen is ultimately, okay, you'll have more people following you than you are following. And that just looks, obviously, from a positive perspective on social proof, it's great. Okay, so next up, we can have your VAs, for example, creating monthly reports. Okay, now, I know a lot of you might be saying, well, what's the point of reporting, you know, doing reports on this stuff? If the numbers go up, everything's cool. But it's not about just increasing the numbers. It's about seeing what types of content people are enjoying. If they're engaging and sharing more video content on Facebook, for example, you want to make sure you start focusing more on creating more video content. If they're sharing more individual quotes on Instagram, for example, you then want to go ahead and start creating quotes and not just show pictures of your breakfast and stuff like that. Guilty as charged, right? But fact is, doing these little monthly reports can, you know, really help you monitor your progress. And these little metrics reports that I get my VA to put together for me will track things, like I said, like likes, followers, retweets, any mentions on Twitter, link backs, and all that sort of stuff. So it's just really good to know all this type of information. Because again, this is an ROI you're looking for, and you want to make sure that you're, you know, spending the right amount of time on the right areas of your social media growth. All right, next up, you can keep all your social media up to date through your VA. Now, all of the networks will update their design quite regularly. Facebook is a bloody nightmare with this stuff. But ultimately, what you can do is you can have your VA pay attention to this so you don't miss out on any updates. Your VA stays on top of all of this. And then what you can do is have these, you know, cover images and profile images and anything like that updated on a regular basis. There was a button that Facebook added to their pages not so long ago, which was a call to action button. So you could select more info, visit website, click here to sign up now, or whatever it was. If you missed that, just imagine, I mean, you could genuinely lose some real business out of that, right? So understand that keeping your profiles are up to date, and your VA should be all over that for you, so you don't have to worry about it. The other thing is that you can also get your VAs to maintain a social media weekly planner. Now, I mentioned at this, you know, a little while ago, that I get my VA to put stuff together for me on a regular basis, and then I just go ahead and approve it, and she will go ahead and upload it. So example, purely example here. On Monday, you might want to have a video clip posted to Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, okay? If you're still using Google Plus, not that many people are. Tuesday, you might ask a question on Facebook and Twitter, all right, to engage with your audience. Wednesday, it might be a quote. Thursday, it could be an article or a resource of somebody else's that you want to share with your people. Friday, it could be a podcast episode promo, and you put that up on Twitter and maybe on LinkedIn and so on and so on and so on. So this is just like a weekly planner that you just rotate every week, and you get your virtual assistant to research that stuff and then actually put it into play for you on a regular basis as well. And then obviously, you know, going into the final stretch here, you can really start working on just generally building your network across the board. You know, ask yourself this question, you know, are you keeping tabs on your competition? Okay. Doing that is a big part of getting ahead in business, period. You can have your VA handle and keep up to date with all of your competitive analysis, right? So, you know, have your competitors been growing faster than you, numbers-wise? What are they sharing? Are they hosting competitions in some way? Are they doing different types of opt-ins? These are all the questions that you should be asking yourself. If your competitors are progressing, okay, if they're growing more rapidly across their social media accounts than you, then you've got to determine what they're doing better than you so that you can obviously do likewise and take things to the next level for yourself. What I do is I get my VA to take screenshots of some of my quote-unquote competitors. And I don't feel there's any real competitors out there. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a busy space, right? We're all vying for everybody else's attention. So it's good to get into, you know, get up to date and get into this stuff. And I get my VA to take screenshots. And then what we do is we sort of compare how they're doing against how we're doing every quarter or every month or whatever the case may be, regardless of the platform. So those are tons of different ways that you can get your VAs or just virtual staff in general looking through and keeping your social media, you know, profiles and platforms fully up to date. Now, understand, this is not something that you can outsource all the way, as you can obviously tell. You still need to be the one to approve things that go live. You need to be the one that will ultimately pull the trigger, okay? Don't expect your virtual assistant to be able to take this off your plate completely and then put it onto autopilot. It's not going to be that simple, all right? The problem with social media, ultimately, is that it sucks you in, all right? It sucks you in. You can't honestly say that every time you log into Facebook that you don't get sidetracked, because you do. You start clicking around. People spend way too much time being unproductive on social media. So if you can offload some of this stuff to your virtual staff, that means you're spending less time on these profiles and these platforms, and then you're spending more time on the stuff that you should be doing, like strategizing for growth and creating new products and services and all that sort of type of thing. And understand, obviously, everybody's strategy is going to be a little bit different, okay, when they're working with VAs on their social media management. But at the end of the day, if you get a good quality, positive ROI, that's what it's all about. You've got to clearly define exactly what it is that you're trying to achieve with your social media campaigns, and then set proper goals in place and guidelines accordingly, right? And then have your VA keep track of all those statistics and watch how your presence will go on, you know, will grow rather online, and get everything moving. You know, your VAs are not a magic pill that you can pop. Understand that. We've gone into this already, but they're an incredible feather to have in your cap when it comes to becoming uber productive as an entrepreneur. All right, that wraps up today's solo show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're genuinely enjoying these solo shows every Tuesday. I'm definitely enjoying putting them together for you. Coming up this Friday, we have the continuity business coach himself, Mr. Ryan Lee, is going to be in the house talking all about membership sites, recurring income, continuity, and just blowing my socks off, quite frankly. And he's going to blow your socks off as well, unless obviously you're listening to the podcast in the bath, and the chances are you're probably not going to be wearing socks. Just saying. Hashtag just saying. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the content. Drop me a tweet at Chris Ducker and let me know what you thought of today's episode. I'd love to hear from you. And for my fellow youpreneurs tuning in, we can talk about this, as you know, inside our private forums. I cannot wait to discuss this further with you guys. Until next time, everybody, take good care, be kind to each other, and I'll be back at you again soon. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.